Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom, welcome to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Kaf Hei. We begin three lines from the top. You know, every Pesachim is filled with stories which bring out various halachic traits, but that as well begins with a story involving Rav Chananya Bar Shlamya. That was his name. V'talmidei de Rav, together with Talmidim of Rav, Havu Yasri B'sudasa, they were involved in a Suda on Erev Shabbos. V'koi Alayu, Rav Amnuna Saba. Rav Amnuna Saba was serving them, and it was getting close to Shabbos. Amrulei, they turned to him and they said, Zil Chazi, go take a look. Go see what time it is. Imagdish Yoima, if Shabbos has already arrived, Nafsik. In that case, we'll interrupt our meal. Rashbam says, we'll remove our tables. Each one had their, each person had their own individual table. Removing tables, Birchas Hamazon, and we'll start fresh. V'nikbei l'shabata, we'll reestablish our Suda for the sake of Shabbos, l'shem Shabbos. You can't just continue as though nothing happened. You have to stop your weekday meal and then start a new Suda Shabbos. Amar lehu. He responded to them, Loitz richisu, that's unnecessary. You don't have to terminate your meal. You don't have to move away your tables, say Birchas Hamazon. No need to do that. All you need to do, create some sort of hacker. Now we actually learned back in the beginning of the parak, there was a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. When a person is engaged in a Suda Erev Shabbos, Shabbos arrives. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop. You have to discontinue the Suda, Birchas Hamazon, and start fresh the same Suda Shabbos. Whereas according to Rabbi Yossi, there's no need to stop. You can continue eating late into the night. When he's finally done, he benches and then says Kiddush. Now there was a compromised Shita of sorts. That was a Shita of Shmuel, and as we're going to see here, Shita's Rav as well, which doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Yossi either way. We don't follow each route completely, rather something in the middle. Create a hacker, which is called Peres Mapa. You take a tablecloth, a sheet, a napkin, and cover up the food. Now that it's out of sight, that creates some sort of interruption, some sort of pause in that meal. Now it's time for Kiddush. Kiddush sets the tone and indicates that going forward, the next segment of that meal will be the Shabbos meal. But there really is no need to actually discontinue the Suda complete, to terminate the Suda by removing tables and bench. Amar lehu, Rav Yema, Rav Amnuna Saba responded to them, Loitz richisu, there's no need to do this. Shabbata kava nafsha, Shabbos establishes itself. It makes an impact. It affects what you're doing. It's automatic. What you're going to eat on Shabbos is considered to the Shabbos. There's no need to get up and make that announcement. You don't have to cut your Suda and start fresh. That segment of your meal, which will be eaten come Shabbos, is automatically credited to your Shabbos account. It's considered to the Shabbos. In fact, as soon as Shabbos arrives, you have to make Kiddush. You may not eat before Kiddush. What does that show you? It shows you that when Shabbos arrives, it brings the Kedusha with it. It has an effect on you. It impacts what you're doing, and you have to acknowledge Shabbos with Kiddush. What follows is that, apparently, the Achila going forward is a Shabbos Achila, is Suda Shabbos. And there's no need to actually cut your Suda with Berchas Hamazon. You may continue the same Suda, and that segment of the Suda which takes place on Shabbos will be considered the Suda's Shabbos. And he continued, I'll prove it to you from Rav. He was addressing Talmidei de Rav. Rav, your Rebbe, holds of this Svar, Dama Rav. Kashem Shah Shabbos Kevas Lamaser. Just as we know that Shabbos determines, establishes when it comes to Maser, Rashbam explains as follows. We know that, generally speaking, when we have produce which is still before Gemar Melacha. The process hasn't yet been completed. It's not a fully finished product. You can snack from it, you can have a bite from it, a sudas aray, a temporary meal. But if Shabbos arrives, in that case you cannot even have a sudas aray, because as Rashbam explains, the karasol Shabbos oinig, anything we eat on Shabbos is classified as, is labeled as oinig, as delight. It has prominence, it has significance, it has chashivus. And even just a snack, just a bite, is considered something of significance if it takes place on Shabbos. It's an achil Shabbos. And therefore, it is considered like a sudas kva, which requires maaser to be separated. Therefore, says Rav, just as Shabbos has that effect, when Shabbos comes along, it reclassifies what you're going to eat. It's considered the achilah of Shabbos with respect to maaser. Kach Shabbos kevas lekiddush. Likewise, Shabbos affects your eating habits with respect to kiddush, which means that as soon as Shabbos arrives, you may not eat before kiddush. Chacham established kiddush as being the first item on your Shabbos agenda. It's the first thing on the schedule with respect to achila. First kiddush, and then you may eat. What does that show? That shows that when Shabbos comes, the kiddush arrives and it impacts you. It has an effect. Therefore, kiddush is required, and only then can you eat. Explains the Rashbam. The very fact that you can no longer eat until you make kiddush, isn't that the biggest hefsek in your Suda? You're concerned about Suda Shabbos. Where is Suda Shabbos going to be if this is your weekday Suda? Right? That's why they suggested that we have to be mafsek. We have to completely discontinue the Suda. We have to end the weekday meal, the Friday meal, and begin Shabbos meal. Well, Rav explained to us that when Shabbos arrives, you may not eat before Kiddush. Now, if you can't eat any longer, isn't that the biggest hefsek? Doesn't that show that the weekday experience has just ended and now begins the Shabbos experience? First Kiddush, and then the Shabbos Suda. Therefore, you don't need to remove your tables, nor say Berachas HaMazon. Just be Peres Mapa, be Mekadosh, and everything following that Kiddush is automatically counted as Suda Shabbos. Sover Mina. Now they figured, based on this halacha, just as Shabbos on the way in, when Shabbos arrives, it is keveya with respect to Kiddush, it is a mechayev Kiddush, it's an automatic trigger. Kach kovah l'havdol, same thing on the way out, when Shabbos departs. If one is engaged in a meal, he has to stop to make havdolah. We know that one may not eat before havdolah, just as you can't eat before Kiddush. Havdolah is meant to be the first on the list. Before you eat, you have to make havdolah. Perhaps you have to stop your meal to make havdolah. Rav Amram responded and said, no, Hachi Amar Rav. I have another quote from Rav himself. Lekiddush kevas. Shabbos only determines and impacts with respect to Kiddush, meaning on the way in. When Shabbos arrives, you have to stop and make Kiddush. V'loy l'havdolah. But now when it comes to havdolah, Kevas, below Abdullah Kevas. It is not Kaveh when it comes to Abdullah. Meaning, you can extend your Suda Shlishes well into the night. On the way in, upon its arrival, yeah, you have to stop and acknowledge the arrival of Shabbos. But on the way out, explains the Rashbam, it's actually a greater Kavod Shabbos to extend one's meal, to extend the Shabbos experience into Matzah Shabbos. Only when they're done, they bench, and then they make Abdullah. Now this halacha that Havdalah won't interfere, that is strictly regarding being mafsik. He's engaged in a Suda Shlishis, you don't have to stop. But certainly, one may not initiate an achila before Havdalah. Come to Shabbos, the first thing is Havdalah. You can't just sit down to eat. Now, this leniency, this allowance to continue eating, meaning not to be mafsik, that's only said when he's engaged in a real meal, el b'achila. He's involved in a suda. Taisa says a suda has kvius, and that Shabbos suda is now extending into Motzei Shabbos, and it's considered one continuous experience. Therefore, you can wait until you're done and then make abdol. Avo b'shtiloi, but if he's just taking a drink, or fruit, or mezonos for that matter, mefarshim add, we don't have this heter. Because even if he began drinking on Shabbos, and now he's extending it, so to speak, at the Moitzei on Shabbos, shtia doesn't have the same chashivas as a meal. It's not a single experience from beginning to end. Each cup of wine, each cup of juice is a separate masa. And you cannot drink before Havdol? Continues the Gemara. Ushtia nami la'amar, and even this restriction of shtia is limited. La'amar el b'cham v'shichra. It only pertains to something of significance. We spoke about food, or even drink if it's chashav, chamer, wine, shichra, beer, avamaya, but simply to grab a cup of water, less lamba, there's no concern there. That's not something which is considered a negation, a disregard for the Havdalah. Just taking a glass of water, and that's not considered so severe. That does not need to wait until after Havdalah. Continues the Gemara, Opliga de Rafuna. Actually, this is Chalik on Rafuna. The Rafuna Chazie Lahu Gavra. Rafuna observed his fellow, the Shah Samai Kaidim Abdullah. He was drinking water before Abdullah. Armalei turned to him and he said, Loy Mustafi, Mama Askura, you're not concerned about this Askura sickness, which can come as a result of disregard for Abdullah. The Tana Mishmei de Rekiva, as we learned in the bright name of Rekiva. Ka'atoyim Klum. Koidim Sheyav, the one who is toyim something before Havdalah, Misasi ba'askura. His Misa is askura. Taisa explains this is Mida connected Mida, measure for measure. He was Masbiya Groini, filled his throat. He satiated himself with food and drink before Havdalah. Yechonek. The deserving punishment is Chenek. Choking ba'askura is Bimkaim Chenek. It resembles Chenek as he brings the Gemara Ksuvos. How chenek corresponds to askara. In any case, that's the fitting punishment for disregarding Abdullah. And apparently, Rav Huna was concerned even when it comes to drinking water before Abdullah. However, concludes the Gemara, Rabbanan, the Beit Ravashi, loy kapte amayi, the Rabbanan, the Beit Ravashi, were not makpid about drinking water before Abdullah. Let's summarize the Gemara. We have a suda on Erev Shabbos. We may pull it straight into Shabbos as long as it creates some sort of slight hecker, puris mapa, covers up the food, and gets up and makes kiddush. This way he is showing that going forward it's going to be for Shabbos. He's acknowledging the arrival of Shabbos. There's no need to actually create a new suda because Shabbos takes care of itself. And the next segment of that meal will automatically be reclassified as Suda's Shabbos. This halacha that you have to stop for Kiddush is unique to Kiddush but not to Abdullah, provided he's engaged in a Suda, in which case we consider it all as one continuous experience, and there's no need to stop for Abdullah, but just to take food or drink is Asr. But as the Gemara concludes, Mayim is fine. Let's take a look at the Rashbam inside. 10 lines from the top of the Rashbam, beginning with the words Havayasvi Besudasa. Getting back to that story, that these Amoraim were sitting and having a meal, Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos, V'richubo Atshech HaShecha, and they extended the meal until it was already dark. They sent out the Shliach to check what time it was. Perhaps we have to stop. V'nafsik b'kira shulchan, remove our tables. V'nikbe l'sudaseinu b'shabbat l'shem Shabbos. Perhaps we have to redesignate for the sake of Shabbos. And he told them, no, there's no need to do that. L'tzrichisu l'hafsik b'kira shulchan, k'dei l'havdil ben sudas choy l'sudas Shabbos. No need to do that. Why? The Shabbos hikava nafsha. L'sudasa. Shabbos already takes care of its own sudas. The ma'acha shehi seris aleinu le'echol me'at b'lei kiddush. Look, since Shabbos's arrival will generate a iser, no longer allows us to continue eating without kiddush. Ein lecha hefsek. God doesn't say, do you have a bigger hefsek than that? Apparently, it's no longer weekday. It's Shabbos. Ome'atz musud Shabbos chashiva nivdeles musud aschel. Shabbos, which is connected to Shabbos, it's automatically nechshav. It's chashiva asud Shabbos, and it's already considered separate from the first segment, from the choil segment of that suda v'daylachem befrisas mapa bekiddush. It's enough to cover up the food with a mapa and a kiddush. And he quoted Rav to this effect, who said, just as Shabbos, k'shem shekevas l'maser, just as Shabbos has a power to be kevel when it comes to maser, pirush, achilas aray de Shabbos, even a informal suda for Shabbos, chashvi oisa kevel l'maser, mesechus beitza, is considered like an established meal. The Gemara Beitza speaks about it, because it's considered oinig. It's classified as oinig Shabbos. That's not just a mundane eating experience. And if that's the case, even just a small size meal, a small size achila, is considered something of permanence. And therefore, one may not partake in produce before it was ma'aser, even if he's simply eating an achilas aray, because it's Shabbos. That achila has significance, has an element of permanence to it, and therefore you cannot eat tevel in that state. So just as Shabbos has that power when it comes to ma'aser, it reclassifies the achila, it gives it chashivas. Likewise, it has the same effect when it comes to kiddush, kivas the kiddush, she also lita machi kaddish. One may not even have a taste. You can't even tell you eating something small before kiddush. Alma mishachashecha hi chashuva achila Shabbos meila. Apparently, anything that takes place after dark, after nightfall, when Shabbos has already arrived, is chashav and is already considered achilas Shabbos. It seems in the Rashbam that the connection is as follows. Just as we see that Shabbos is so chashav, that even a minor snack is considered chashav, considered something of significance, something of chashivas, and therefore you can't eat tevel because it's considered like a sudas kva, which is also by tevel. Likewise, you can't even be tayim something before kiddush. It has chashivas, it has significance. And even if it was already in the middle of a meal, as Tosis points out, he already was maschal his meal. It was a Friday meal. As soon as Shabbos arrives, you have to stop. Because any achila on Shabbos, even the smallest snack, has chashivas, is considered a Shabbos achil. It cannot be done before kiddush. So there's two chidushim here. Even a small te'ima is considered Shabbos food, Shabbos eating experience, and therefore kiddush precedes that. And as Tosis points out, even if he's already in the middle of a meal, he has to stop. Stop for kiddush. Because anything that he's going to eat on Shabbos is classified as achilas Shabbos, and kiddush needs to precede that. Oh, so what do we see? That Shabbos reestablishes the meal, reclassifies the meal as Suda Shabbos going forward, and therefore there's no need to actually terminate that weekday meal. Just get up and make kiddush, and going forward you will experience Suda Shabbos. The Gemara figured, well, if this happens when Shabbos arrives, with respect to Kiddush, perhaps the same thing happens when it comes to Havdalah. Kach kevas l'Havdalah. Kach itzi also kevas l'Havdalah. Shem yoish v'nala shulchan v'chashech matzoi Shabbos. they're sitting and having a meal. And wait, so Shabbos arrives. Also lechal shiavdilu. They must stop their meal, make havdalah. Va'afal bishleif sikus adosan. You don't actually have to stop the meal, Rashbam says. Peris mapo mavdil. Just spread a mapo out there and make havdalah. That's what they figure. That's what has to be done. Shitzir Shabbos israsam achila v'kevasan havdalah. Because when Shabbos leaves, it no longer allows you to eat and requires you to make havdalah. And the Gemara responds, no. Havdol ein kivas. The kivan shehischil besuda Shabbos miboyd yoim. Just the opposite. Since you've begun suda Shabbos when it was still daytime, zeo kovet Shabbos. Shegoymer sudase afal achashehechshach. It's actually an honor for Shabbos to extend Shabbos beyond the boundaries of that day. Extend your meal, extend the Shabbos experience. And only after he completed his meal, then he will make havdol. Interesting, Tosis brings the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that he asks a kasha al Gemara. It seems that they would eat that late, so close to Matzah Shabbos, and Rabbeinu Tam was kos, he was angry at on Rabbeinu Meshulam, who established this minhag to eat suda shlishit between mincha and ma'ariv, and he says it's contrary to the medrash, which says that if a person drinks mayim between ben hashmashos, he's goizel as krov of hamesim, he's robbing from the deceased. The farshim explained because the neshamas, rishon, go back to Gehenna Matzah Shabbos, and they approach the mayim, which indicates chesed and rachmim, as we say, tashlich by water to be ma'ir rachmim. They approach the waters to be ma'ir rachmim on themselves, and when one partakes, one drinks water, and at that point it appears that it seems that it interferes with the process. So it's not something to be done, and eating as well during that time for some reason disrupts the process, and he's goizel krov hamesim. And Tosis goes into the whole discussion that it's not meant to be done. And therefore he says that maybe Al Gemara was speaking that they began the Suda before Mincha, in which case, since they were Maskel Behet, it's not so, it doesn't have that same effect. But interesting thing, I noticed in a Sefer today that there's a different Girsa in a Tam that he actually requires Shalosh Sudas to be after Mincha, specifically after Mincha. That's the right time for Suda Shlishis. And they bring that the Medrash about drinking is specific to water. Some say it's only specific to water from a flowing river. In any case, there are various versions and minhagim and approaches regarding this topic of the mesim, late day Shabbos. In any case, the Rashbam learns very clearly that it's kavod Shabbos to extend the suda shlishis well into the night. Continues the Rashbam. V'hani mili. Now this halacha, the havdola in a kivas lafsukis sedosa. The havdola doesn't reestablish things. Doesn't have that effect to the extent that you have to stop your meal. No, you can continue your meal. That's only lafsuka sudasa. It doesn't interrupt, doesn't interfere with the suda, doesn't require you to end your meal. Avla schulam schilin watson, you cannot initiate an achila matzah Shabbos before Abdullah. Bahani mili dle mafsiki lachil. And this that we say that it's not mafsik, you don't have to interrupt your meal. That's only if it's lachila, he's engaged in a suda, in which case we consider it to be one continuous achila experience until Birchas Hamazon. It's the Shabbos experience being extended. But just drinking is not a davar chashuv. Umafsik umavdol. Just because he's drinking, you have to stop. Because, as Mefarshim explained, every drink, every cup is a new experience. You can't initiate something for Avdala. V'lo yamaren aschul loy. This issa to be maskil is only alachamer b'shichur, wine and beer, avamaya, but simply water, less lambad, is no concern. As we concluded, the Rabbanon, they were not makbid, they were not particular about drinking water coming Abdullah. Aval says the Rashbam, you meant to know, this is only when it comes to Abdullah. Aval kame kiddush or kapti. But certainly before Kiddush, one is not meant to drink even water. Mishum kavit Shabbos. Kiddush stands higher than Abdullah. You're accepting Shabbos upon yourself, you're acknowledging the arrival of Shabbos, that stands higher. And that's meant to be the first thing that you're going to consume. Therefore, even drinking water before Kiddush is not allowed. Some Rafarshim explain because Kiddush is not Torah, whereas Havdalah is only the Rabbanon. In any case, we have that distinction when it comes to water. V'hochi hilchasa. Concludes the Rashbam, v'shamina nami. And we hear from this Gemara as well, Shema Yisoyedim b'Shabbos, if they're engaged in a meal on Shabbos, v'hechshech and akadak, goyimin kol sodosan, they're certainly allowed to finish the entire meal, mezamnen, they do brechas hazimon, they bench, v'achakach mabdilin, and then, only then, do they go, proceed to Havdalah. Continues the Gemara. Bo'imine, Ravina, Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Ravina asks Rav Nachman Yitzchak the following shayla. Mishalei Kiddush v'erev Shabbos. If one missed Kiddush on Friday night, Ma'oshei Kaddush v'hoylech kol yom kuloi. Can he make it up the next day? Can one say the nusach of Friday night Kiddush on Shabbos day? Omar Lei Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak responded, sure he can. Mida'amri b'nei Rabbi Chiya. From the fact that the b'nei Rabbi Chiya told us, one who missed Havdalah on Moitzoy Shabbos, he can still make it up. He can still make Havdalah throughout the next week. Rashbam explains, up until and including the next Tuesday, which is still somewhat connected and related and identifies with the previous Shabbos. Although he missed the ideal Zman of Havdalah, he can still make it up afterwards. Here as well when it comes to Kiddush. Mishalei Kiddush v'erev Shabbos. One who missed Kiddush Friday night, Mikadosh v'hoylech kol hayom kuloi, he can still make up that Kiddush throughout the next day. Esvei, Ravina responded with a kasha from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Leili Shabbos, V'leila Yom Tov, on Friday night, on the night of Yom Tov, Yesh bohen kiddush ala kois. Chachamim were mesakein to make kiddush with a cup of wine. V'yesh bohen askora bebrachas hamazon. And during brachas hamazon, we add that supplement. On Shabbos, we say ritzei. On Yom Tov, yala v'yavoy. Shabbos v'Yom Tov. However, on Shabbos day and Yom Tov day itself, ein bohem kiddush ala kois. We don't go through that same text, the nusach of kiddush from Laila. Rather, as Rashbam says, we suffice with a bracha, a mere bracha of Bere Pri Agafen. That's it. V'yesh ben askora b'brichas hamazon. And of course, we add the ritzei and the alvi of it. Now, so this is the end of the brisa. Now comes the kasha. V'yisalka daitach. Now, if your halacha is correct, that mishalei kiddush b'erev Shabbos, if one missed kiddush Friday night, mikadosh v'hoylech kol yom kuloi, he can always make up the kiddush by saying it the next day. If that's the case, then Shabbos v'Yom Tov Nami. Mishkachas lehu, t'yesh ben kedush ala kois. If so, then even Shabbos and Yom Tov days can occasionally have the full Kiddush recited. Diloy Kiddush murta. If he missed Kiddush the previous night, mikadosh l'machar. He will make Kiddush the next day. Why then does the Braisa tell us that on Shabbos and Yom Tov by day there is no Kiddush? Amalei, he responded, the Braisa is not speaking about a situation such as ours where he missed the Kiddush Friday night. Rather, we're speaking about the way Chachamim established the Halacha, the Omesaken, that ideally the correct, proper time is at night, but of course, my halacha is correct. If he misses that opportunity, he certainly can make it up the next day. Esve, he asked him another kashim or brisa. Kavod yoyim v'kavod laila. Suppose a person has some food, something special for Shabbos. He has a choice of whether to eat it at night, to be makabed the laila, to give honor to the night of Shabbos, or to use it for the next day, for kavod yoyim. Which one takes precedence? Kavod yoyim kaidem, the kavod of the daytime, takes priority. And the Mefarshim explain, the main suda is the daytime suda. Today in America, the main meal is dinner, but in the olden days, the main meal was the daytime meal. The nighttime meal was just a small size meal, small experience. But the Iker Suda was the day. In some European countries, that's the way it still is. The Iker Suda is the day Suda. Some Farshim point to the fact that the Kurbanis of Shabbos are brought by day. The Iker time to Mechabed the Yom is by day. That's why the special foods are meant to be designated for Yom. Kavod Yom, Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Kodem. So it's interesting, when it comes to Kiddush, Kiddush Laila is Adif. The Kiddush at night is a more extensive Kiddush. As opposed to the, in contrast to the Kiddush Yom, which is merely a Bayer Pri Agafen. Really to mark the occasion. With a bracha on wine. Some say it's merely a brichas hanen. Some actually say it's a brichas hamitzvah. But in any case, it's just a brichas bar priagafen. Nafkamina would be if a person can be mighty to somebody else. You know, once you had your own kiddush, can you make a bar priagafen for the sake of somebody else? If it's a mitzvah bracha, well, we know that all Yisrael are ravens that was there, responsible for each other. You can make a mitzvah, a bracha, and a mitzvah for somebody else. But if it's just a bracha for hana, then you can't make ha'etz if you're not going to eat the apple. In any case, that's a shaila by Kiddush Yom, because it's only a Bayer Pri Agafen, but Kiddush Laila is an extensive nusach that's to mark the arrival of Shabbos. But when it comes to Kavod, to Mechavid, the Iker Kavod is meant to take place by day. So that's the first item on the list. Kavod Yom is Adav. Continues the Braisa. What about if he only has one glass of wine? And he has a choice. Could he use it for Kiddush Laila, which is superior to Kiddush Yom, or can he save it for tomorrow and drink it in the middle of his meal to provide Kavod Shabbos? Which way is it? Rather than leaving it for tomorrow, you drink it now, even though he has the option of making Kiddush on bread. No. Kiddush on wine is more important. Do it in its right time, the right way. Kiddush Hayom doesn't mean the Kiddush of the daytime. It means the Kiddush of the Yom of Shabbos, which takes place at night. That supersedes Kavod Yom. So again, he takes this glass of wine. Instead of using it tomorrow during the Suda to experience Kavod Shabbos by day, he will drink it tonight for the Kiddush ceremony. Why? Because Kiddush on Shabbos is Kodem, it's superior, it takes precedence to the Kavod of Shabbos. That's the price. So firstly, we learned that Kavod Yom is superior to Kavod Laila. But of course, Kiddush of Laila supersedes Kiddush of Yom and even supersedes Kavod Yom. Says the Gemara, and this was the Kasha on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. If what you said holds true, you can always make up your Kiddush tomorrow, then why is it this or that? V'misa, according to you, l'shafkad l'machar, let him leave his wine over for tomorrow. V'le'avid be'tarti, and cover both elements. Don't drink it in the middle of your meal. Rather, use it for Kiddush before your meal. Don't say Kiddush tonight. And have that Kiddush performed tomorrow. In which case, you fulfilled both elements. You have Kiddush on wine, and you have covered Shabbos by day. Omar Lehi responded to him, here it's different. Chaviva mitzvah b'shata. It is better to perform a mitzvah in its prescribed time. Ideally, Kiddush is meant to take place at night. We're speaking about the primary Kiddush, the Kiddush Laila. That's meant to take place at night. Sure, if you missed, you make it up tomorrow. But Chaviva mitzvah b'shata. It's dear, it's preferred to fulfill a mitzvah in its right time, in its right place, in its prescribed setting. Therefore, even if it's at the expense of Kavod Shabbos. He's going to drink his wine tonight. He won't have anything left for tomorrow. Fulfilling that mitzvah of Kiddush in its right time supersedes the other consideration. As says the Rashbam, on the first wide line, Chaviva mitzvah v'shata, where do we find this? K'da'oma be'ilat varm. We learned this earlier in Pesachim. Shari hekta chalom ve'varm k'sherim kol ha'layla. You know, when you have a carbon on Shabbos, not only do you shecht and zerach the carbon, but even the chalom ve'varm, which can really be brought on Matzah Shabbos. It's kosher throughout the entire night. No, we don't wait until Matzah Shabbos. We bring a b'shata on Shabbos itself, even at the expense of Chilul Shabbos. Ve'im amtinu lan b'shabbos hashatech, so we don't wait till the night. Shenema oilas Shabbos v'shabbat. Hilkuch yikadosh b'balayla. That takes us back to our Gemara. He has one glass of wine. Do kiddush at night. V'lo yamtumu ad mochar. And rather do that than wait till tomorrow. Even if it's at the expense of kavod yom, because you don't forego doing a mitzvah in its appropriate way, b'shata, in order to become another mitzvah. Okay, so getting back to our shaila, of course, if you missed kiddush at night, you can make it up tomorrow, but that doesn't mean that this is a preferred route. L'chatchil, you meant to do it at night if you have a way to do so. Continues the Gemara, Umi Amrinan Chaviva Mitzvah Shata? Do we really say that? Do we really prefer doing the Mitzvah B'Shata in its time, even if as a result he's going to have to forego something else? Really? V'atani, haven't we learned in a brisa? Hanichnas L'Beisoy Mitzvah Shabbos. One comes home, Mitzvah Shabbos. Mevarach. That's how we do Avdolah first. Brachas Hayayin, Mor, Besamim, then Avdolah. The Gemara soon will tell us this is a Shita's Bishamay. We actually do it the other way around. We do Besamim before Mor. So that's standard. Now, if he knows that his wine is in short supply, he only has enough for one Kois, and he'd like to sit down for Malva Malka, and by Brachas Hamazin, he'd like to have a Kois, Shal Bracha. What do we do to accommodate that? Manichoy al achar mazon. He will leave this wine until after his meal. Umeshal shlan kun lachrov. And then he will link everything together. Meshal shlan is lashon shalshal, is a chain. He'll tie everything together. Berachas hamazon, his avdala, everything using that same kois. Apparently, one may delay his avdala for a while, in order to be Mekayim, Birchas HaMazon al Kois. Ulei Amrinan Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. We don't say, well, we prefer doing the mitzvah of Avdalah in its prescribed time. Don't forego that element of B'Shata to accommodate something else. If that's the case, then why, in the earlier Brisa, don't we take that route? According to you, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, that Kiddush can be said even the following day. If he has one cup of wine, let him leave it for the following day to be Mekayim Kiddush and Kavod Shabbos. As we see in this case of Avdalah, we allow him to delay, not to accommodate. Amalei, Rav Nachman Yitzchak responded, listen, Ana lechakimo ana. I'm not a wise man. I didn't originate this halacha on my own. It's not mine. This halacha that if you miss Kiddush Friday night, you can make it up the next day. It's not my halacha. I'm not a magan, I'm not a preacher. And likewise, it wasn't a das yochad, an opinion of an individual that I was quoting. I learned it in Beis Medrash, and I present my halachas in front of my rebbeim. And at the Beis Medrash, they paskin like this. This was a halacha generated by consensus. It wasn't my personal halacha or somebody else's. This is an accepted halacha that, yeah, if one misses a Kiddush Friday night, can make it up the next day. Now, regarding your shaila, if so, why is it the Brisa tells us he's not meant to delay Kiddush till tomorrow? But when it comes to Abdullah, he's meant to delay it after Malva Malka. Why is that? So he responded, really, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata. if one has the option to do so, he's meant to be Mekayim HaMitzvah in its prescribed time. Don't delay, even if it means foregoing another great thing. If that's the case, why? Why by Havdalah does he delay? The answer is like this. Shani Yom, there's a big difference. Bein Yule Yoyma Lafuki Yoyma, between accepting the new arrival on oneself, accepting the Shabbos that just arrived, Lafuki Yoyma, to bidding farewell to the Shabbos that's departing. Meaning, Yule Yoyma, when it comes to bringing and ushering in the Shabbos, Kol Kama Demakdamina Lei Adif. The quicker the better. The sooner the better. You're excited about Shabbos, which is arriving. And therefore we favor doing it this way. We want to do Kiddush at the first possible opportunity. We don't want to delay it. However, when it comes to Havdalah, which is saying goodbye to Shabbos, when it comes to the departing day, and the Havdalah takes place then, we actually look to delay that, so that it wouldn't appear that Shabbos is sitting on us like a burden, that we're trying to unload that masoi, that burden. Therefore, the later the better. And despite the fact that Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shata, when it comes to Abdullah, we want to delay matters. And we allow to have his meal and then conclude with Berachas HaMazon Abdullah. So in conclusion, we learned that if one missed Kiddush Friday night, you can make it up the next day. Ideally, one of them to be Kaim HaMitzvah B'Shata, certainly when it comes to Kiddush, as early as possible. But when it comes to Havdalah, as late as possible. And therefore, when he has to accommodate the Birchas HaMazon, we allow him to even have his meal. And then make Havdalah after Birchas HaMazon. Interesting, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Igros Moshe, points to a very interesting insight here. He says, you would think that the point of delaying is based on Tosefes Shabbos. You're extending the Shabbos past nightfall. But in our Gemara it doesn't work because this fellow sat down to Bava Malka, he's doing Malacha, it's no longer Shabbos. What does the Gemara mean? Delaying of Havdalah, delaying of the departure of the day, the later the better. Shabbos is over. Says Rav Moshe, and he writes this by the Beis Yosef, who writes that, you know, on Matzah Shabbos, which is Chanukah, the shaila of what comes first, whether it's the Neiros Chanukah or Havdalah, and the Beis Yosef says Chanukah comes first because of this svara, we want to delay the departure of Shabbos as much as possible. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, how are you delaying Shabbos? You're lighting Chanukah, it's Matzah Shabbos. Apparently, says Rav Moshe, has nothing to do with Tosefes Shabbos. There's one thing called Tosefes Shabbos, that one is meant to delay Shabbos, to extend Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, refrain from Halacha, etc. That's one thing. But even when Shabbos is really over, he's doing Malacha, he's eating, he's lighting his menorah, there is a point of delaying the Havdalah, saying goodbye to Shabbos, bidding farewell as late as possible. That shows that Shabbos is dear to him. It's still lingering by him. He'd like to delay that goodbye ceremony as late as possible. And that's the point in Al Gemara. In fact, Rav Moshe points to an early Gemara that we already learned. We learned on the Kubbeis on Beis, Yom Tov that falls out of Matzah Shabbos. How do we combine the Havdalah and the Kiddush? Rav Amar Yakna. Right? That's what we do. Yayin Kiddush near Havdalah. And the Rashbam, according to one pshat, explains why is Kiddush before Havdalah? Why is Havdalah last? Because of this reason. We want to delay the departure of Shabbos as late as possible. Says Rav Moshe, what do you mean? How are you delaying the departure of Shabbos? You've read Kiddush. Yayin Kiddush near Havdalah. If it's Yantav, you've accepted Yantav upon yourself, then Shabbos is long over. You can't have both together. Shabbos was yesterday, Yom Tov is tomorrow. Says Rav Moshe, apparently it's based on the same point. Sure, Shabbos is no longer active. It's already Yom Tov, but the lingering effect of Shabbos is still here, still felt. and he'd like to delay bidding farewell to Shabbos, escorting the Shabbos out as late as possible. That's why he'll first make Kiddush, and only at the end will make Havdalah. Continues the Gemara. Shema mino mehomas nisen mehomas niso tamni. We had a braisa. This fellow would like to have his mava malka. We allow him to delay his Havdalah until after the meal. Says the Gemara, we can conclude and derive 8 halachas from this braisa. Number one, Shema mino hamavda b'tfila tzorach shiyad l'akoyz. If one says Havdalah during Maariv, Tosafot says that most people, we assume that most people say they have Havdalah during Shemoneh Esrei Atachan Atanu. Even if one does that, Tzorach Shiyad L'Akoyz, he has to make another Havdalah. Chachamim Masakan to make Havdalah on a Koyz as well, because otherwise, why is this fellow facing a dilemma? He comes home, he already made Havdalah. He doesn't have to make another Havdalah. Apparently, yes, that is needed. Ushma Mina, we learn as well, Brachatuna Koyz, that Birchas Hamazon needs to have a Koyz. Otherwise, what's the problem here? Let him make Havdalah on the Koyz and Birchas Hamazon without a Koyz. Now, Tosafot points out, Ktsas Mashma, it sounds from this Gemara that even a Yochid would make Birchas Hamazon with a Koyz, because the Brisa says, Hanichas L'Beisei, one fellow came home, even just one person alone would make Birchas Hamazon with a Koyz. However, Tosafot says, "Va'olam ein noyagin levarach brachas hamazon ala koyz ela begimel." The minhag olam is that only when three people eat together, they will make a brachas hamazon ala koyz. In any case, that's what we see from this brisa. Brachatun a koyz ushmamina. We learn as well that koyshol brachat zorech shir, that you need to have a shir ervius by the koyshol bracha, because otherwise, why can't he take his koyz of wine and split it into two? One half for Havdalah, one half for Berachas Hamazon. Apparently, if you want to have a Koyz, you have to have a Shir. Ushmamina, we learn as well, Hamavarach Tzorach Shiyutim, that one who makes a Bracha ala Koyz, he has to be Toyim, has to taste the wine. Rosh Ram says, L'chatchila, the person himself, B'dievet, he can pass it to others, but somebody has to drink from that wine. You can't just make a Bracha on the wine and just leave it alone. It's disregarding the wine. It's a pgam. It's a bezoin to the wine to just make the bracha, use it for the bracha, and not take from that wine. And that's a raya from our Gemara, because otherwise, why can't he just take the same koyz, make Havdalah, not taste it, and use it for brachas hamazon as well? Ushmamina tamei pagmoy. When one is tamei wine, he taints it. He makes it a pogam, disqualifies it from further use for kosher bracha, because otherwise, as Tosafot says, the Gemara is assuming that he has a bit more than a revius. He doesn't have just exactly a revius. He has a bit more. Why can't he take the same case for Havdalah, be time a little bit, leave a revius behind, and use that for brachas hamazon? Apparently, once he was time, he tasted it, that disqualifies the wine for further use. Ushma mino tam avdol. We learn from here that even if a person eats before Havdalah, you can still make Havdalah, and of course this is a special allowance. Generally you don't eat before Havdalah, as we learned earlier. But in this case, out of necessity, Chacham required, it allowed him to have his meal before Havdalah, and there's no need to wait until tomorrow to make the Havdalah, as is going to be a Shita on the next daf. Ushma mina, we learn from here, Omer beis kedushas l'kais echad, one can go ahead, when his wine is in short supply, he can recite two kedushas. Two mitzvahs can be done with the same kais. Brachas Hamazon and Havdalah, although generally not meant to bundle mitzvahs together so it doesn't look like he's unloading a burden. But in this case, out of necessity, we allow it. Shema Mina. And finally, we learn that this brisa is Beis Shammai. His following sheet is Beis Shammai, Valiv Dar Yehuda, in accordance with the version of Yehuda. This is referring back to the beginning of the brisa, which listed the order of Havdalah as follows. Yayin, Mar b'samim than Havdalah. This is following Shitas Beis Shammai in accordance with the Yehuda's version, as we already learned earlier in the Perek. So we have 8 halachos from this price. Rav Ashi Amar, he disagreed on one. He says, look, I agree that, as Tosafot explains, I agree that tamei pagmoy, when one tastes the wine from this cup, he's certainly pagim that wine and cannot be used any longer for kosher bracha. I agree to that halacha, but you can't learn it from this price. Tamay pogmay v'koshel bracha tzerach shir. These two halachas. One, that te'ima is pogim, and number two, that koshel bracha needs a shir avias. Chada milsi. It's really one and the same. It's based on the same point. Meaning, v'chakamah, and this is how you meant to say it. My taima, tamay pogmay. Why is it? Why is that true? That if this fellow would drink a bit, he is pogim that wine, meaning it's no longer suitable for further use. It's because of this very reason that you need to have a shir. Meaning, as Tosis explains, Rav Ashi disagrees with our assumption that he had more than revis. We assume that he had a bit more than revis. Why couldn't he just taste it during Abdullah and use the rest for Birchas Hamazon? Apparently the Te'ima disqualifies it. That was the Gemara up until this point. Rav Ashi disagrees. He says, who says we're speaking that he has more than revis? Maybe he has exactly a revis. And the reason why he can't use it for Abdullah and then for Birchas Hamazon is because once he tastes it, tasting is a requirement, right? Once he tastes it, it's disqualified, but not, it's not halachically disqualified because it's tainted. You have no right to that. Rather, it's just a practical consideration. Because you need a shir avias for koshel bracha. The only way you can use it for Birchas Hamazon is if it has a revis, and no longer has a revis. By tasting it, he diminished the shir. So according to Rav Ashi, from this brisa, we can only deduce one halacha, that a kosher bracha needs a shir. That explains why he can't use it for Abdullah and for Birchas Hamazon, because once he tasted by Abdullah, he reduced it, he lessened the shir, it's no longer a revis, and a shir is required. So we do learn from here that a shir is required, that we know. The fact that Te'ima is Payim, that we don't know. It's a true halacha, but we don't know it from this price. Let's conclude regarding Payim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi Kabud Achatzva Pegima. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi was makbid that even a pitcher, which is not a personally sized utensil, it's a pitcher, it's not your personal supply, still, if a person drinks from it, it's not considered fresh and suitable for a kosher bracha, it's considered pogum. Rav Yehuda bar Shisha, kabed akasa begima. He was merely makbid on a kos pogum. One drinks from a cup, fine. The rest of the wine in that cup is considered pogum. It's not considered fresh and it's not roy for kosher bracha. My Rav Ashi, kabed afilu achar achavisa begimta. He was makbid even achavisa, even on a barrel. Pegimta, which had been drunk from. Rashbam says we're speaking about a small size barrel, but not a huge barrel. That certainly can be affected by merely tasting it. But a small barrel, even that gets affected if somebody should taste it and it's not roy any longer for kosher bracha. Okay, let's review today's daf. We learned that a meal which had been initiated Erev Shabbos, come Shabbos, you don't have to interrupt that meal, you don't have to be mafsik it with Berachas Hamazon, you don't have to remove your personal table. Rather, as the Gemara tells us, Purus Mapa is enough, just spread a tablecloth, just spread a sheet over the food, get it out of sight, get up and make Kiddush, and the second segment of that meal would automatically be considered as to the Shabbos. Shabbos has the ability to reclassify anything that's eaten during Shabbos and have it labeled as Sudas Shabbos. We learned that this only applies to Kiddush. One has to stop once the time for Kiddush arrives, make Kiddush and then eat. When it comes to Havdalah, you're allowed to extend your meal. Actually, Rashbam says it's Kavod Shabbos to do so, to extend Shabbos into the weekday. And only after he ended Sudas Shlishis will he make Havdalah. Certainly, this only applies to a Suda, but just a mere snack or drink, that cannot be done before Abdullah, even if you already began on Shabbos, because each drink, each bit of food is considered a separate entity, and you cannot eat before Abdullah. This applies to food, to wine, to beer. Water is not a concern before Abdullah, but certainly before Kiddush, as Rashbam pointed out. We learned that if one missed Kiddush Friday night, he can make it up the next day. We learned that the kavod of the daytime, the kavod yom, takes priority over kavod laila. We learned that generally a mitzvah is meant to be done bishata in its prescribed time. certainly when it comes to Kiddush, where we're meant to usher in the Shabbos in a hurry, to express excitement, and Chavivas for Shabbos, but when it comes to Havdalah Matzah Shabbos, actually we try to delay it as much as possible. For instance, in this case where this fellow only had one kois and he'd like to have his Malava Malka, with Birchas Hamazon ala kois, in this case Hachamim made a special exemption, they allow him to even eat before Havdalah, to enable the Havdalah and the Birchas Hamazon to be said on the kois shel yayin, and we concluded that we actually learned 8 halachos from this b'raisa. Hatzlacha rabba, and be well.